Hello, and thank you for tuning in to My Trainer Live with Kathy Dolan. I'm an ACE Fitness Pro Health Coach, personal trainer, yoga instructor, and a self-employed business owner. I'm a master trainer with years of experience working hands-on with clients, and I'm here to share the secrets to get real results, to make that lifestyle change and establish a health and fitness baseline that will carry you through a healthy, strong lifestyle. When I'm not doing podcasts, I'm teaching and training clients live here in San Diego or on my Classidette Fitness virtual studio. I thoroughly enjoy writing health and fitness programs that get results. I enjoy spending time with my three kids, whether it's in the mountains or the seashore. I'm so excited to have you guys here for season 3, episode 1. It's a whole new year. It's all about you in 22 getting healthier and stronger. I like to start the podcast with some gains and losses, thorns and roses, highlights, the highlight reel of the week. So I'll start with loss first. Boy, where has October to January gone? The time from Halloween to New Year's seems to fly. It's a whirl. Well, here's my loss. Packing up all the Christmas decorations to moving back into the garage, I strained my back. Yep, it reminded me of my weak links that lay lurking when you least expect it. So I nipped it in the bud and I got back to the workouts. I took an extra day off from the weights, did a lot of walking instead. And boy, I am so amazed and grateful at how fast I was able to heal it. And I was in a lot of pain. I was popping some Advil and really taking it easy, thinking, oh no, my injury's back. But nope, I was able to just miss a few days and get right back to it. So that is something I'm really grateful for, and remember that our injuries do humble us and they remind us to really stick to the focus work. My clients know what that means. Really work on our weak links so we don't set ourselves up for injury. I was making those gains, but I had to pull back a little. And I have to tell you, when I went back to lift weights again, I felt amazing. I felt strong. Those dumbbells didn't feel so heavy. So sometimes your body just throws you those signals and those obstacles, and boy, you really have to listen. The gains for this last few weeks, these last few months, oh my gosh, amazing Christmas with my family. No, really, super amazing. It's one of those Christmases where everything, the love is there. Everybody gets, you know, the things that they really wanted for Christmas. Like, I got some Ray-Ban sunglasses that I really wanted. Really made me happy. But most of all, it's the love that we shared. Pretty much staying healthy. You know, we've had colds and things here and there, and every time you get a little cold you think, oh my gosh, I've got COVID. And it's just really unclear why some people get it and some don't, but you really want to stay healthy and do everything you can, stay exercising, doing yoga to keep your immune system strong. So we had a little scare, my daughter, my 16-year-old, we thought she might have had it, but she tested negative, thank God, and we just got back on track. So that is the gain for the week. Today we are talking New Year's stuff. And I'm not against New Year's resolutions, if you want to call them that. But I will tell you the trend is kind of moving away from that. And we just want to set goals, New Year's goals or growth patterns or action plans to get us moving in that direction. So again, today we're going to talk all New Year's stuff. I'm going to give you a few tips to help make those health and fitness goals a little easier. So maybe your fitness goal is to lose 10 pounds, but let me ask you this. What good is it to lose 10 pounds on the scale when you really haven't learned anything, and at the end of January, you're going to go right back to your old ways? So remember, it's the new lifestyle habits that you want to develop that will keep the weight falling off well past January. So be patient, and it really is proven the slower you take it, the better the likelihood that you will keep this weight off. So be patient. That's the one thing I'm going to say, because if you tend to have that personality of setting goals and diet, starving yourself, over-exercising, getting exhausted, and then just dropping out, feeling frustrated, I really want you to listen. I want you to try something new this year. If diet is your issue, start by organizing your pantry. Oh my gosh, that is so therapeutic. Organize your pantry. Perhaps organize your refrigerator, clean out, throw out. I know I just cleaned out our pantry and got rid of all the old spices and things like all the leftover Christmas cookies. Everything's gone. Everything's fresh. you might consider taking a few tests. If you really want to get serious about your health, Everly Well is a company that I've used to do some testing for. They test hormones, they test food allergies, all kinds of things. And I'll link it in the notes below if you're interested. You know, perhaps get a glucose monitor if you've gone in and your blood sugars are skating on the lines of diabetes. That would be a really good investment. And that would definitely be trying something new this year to where you take a few tests at a starting point. Perhaps get a tracker, MyFitnessPal. The Chronometer is my favorite app for tracking macros now. And again, I'll put a few of these in the notes below if you're interested in trying some new ways of tracking. Did you know that gyms are down by 22% since the pandemic? The future of gyms is a little scary. I don't think it's scary, honestly. I think it's going to change. I think we're just going to have more options. And, you know, if joining back up at the gym is your thing, that is perfectly okay. Go do it. And even if you just get winded on the welcome tour, don't give up. Hit those gym workouts. Peloton, oh my God, $758 million are invested in Peloton. I think that's a great thing that's here to stay. So if you're a Peloton person, hang in there, keep going. I am rooting for you. That's awesome. You might consider getting a personal trainer to coordinate your Peloton workouts, your weight workouts, your yoga. Just make sure that you're not overdoing one segment, that you really are working towards balance. Because remember, health and fitness goes beyond just our workouts. We want to carry it into our life. Working in a small group, I just love the camaraderie amongst my clients when I put them in small groups and we jump onto our training sessions on Zoom, our virtual workouts. It's just so encouraging to see everybody rooting for each other. Even if you don't have a gym membership, you know, your body weight is an amazing piece of equipment and you just need a small spot in your house. You have lots of exercise options, so make sure you're exercising them. So maybe your goal is to get on that scale and lose that 10 pounds. So my next tip is to drop the scale and grab a tape measure. It's really important that you see your progress, take before and after pictures. But what you're seeing on social media doesn't tell the whole story. When I see things on social media, I might see somebody, and I do follow a few people just because it's really interesting. And on the outside, they look amazing, but the stuff that they're pushing is downright scary. And to have your people eating Lucky Charm bars before a workout, you know, as a habit, just, you won't find me pushing that kind of stuff with my clients. I don't believe in it. The bottom line is health. So if you are an emotional eater and you do tend to gravitate and you do tend to eat fast, there are a few things that you could do. Work on the following if you find yourself an emotional eater. Become a conscious eater. Breathe in and count to 30 before you start your meal. Slow down, take a few bites. It's so easy to fall into this trap of working at your desk and grabbing lunch. But they say if you're doing yoga fast, you're doing your weight routine fast, you're eating fast, you need to slow down your life. So that's a really good indicator that this is a crucial lifestyle change that you want to work on to improve your digestion, improve your metabolism, and improve the stress levels that go on with this fast lifestyle. The next tip is to focus on real information about yourself. And I'm talking things like getting those tests that I spoke of earlier. Get your blood work done. Get some trackers. Get a tape measure. And start to gather authentic information about yourself. Step away from all the emotional. And you'll start to develop a healthy relationship with food, with your blood work, with all your relationships. So focus on real information about yourself. Try not to avoid that. You know what? If the scale is not dropping, so what if you lost an inch off your waist? That is a real motivator. It's important to balance your life and make health the goal, not a number on the scale. My next tip is to build metabolically active tissue so that when you consume those calories, even at rest, that your muscles are doing what they're supposed to do. Muscle is the tissue of longevity and overall health. Good things happen when you build muscle. Good things take time. So building muscle, getting on a weight training program is vital to your health. Take action, even when your motivation is low. Action motivates motivation. Motivation follows action. My next tip is to hire a coach. Here is something I want you to hear. Progress equals happiness, and a results coach can help you achieve progress in the areas of your life that matter. When success takes work, dedication, and time, a coach is there to not only help you set goals, but to put an action plan into place. Consistently provides you supportive help, tip, tools, and strategies as you make progress. And that's a line from Tony Robbins. And maybe Tony Robbins is out of reach for your budget, but you know what? There are plenty of qualified coaches out there that can help you. For me, I bring experience and wisdom to the table. Getting healthy, fit, and strong is a process. Health is my number one driver. And that's why you won't see me pushing junk information your way, but top-notch personalized plans that will transform your happiness. You don't need a gym membership to get healthy and fit. Remember that. I've helped to coach countless clients to living healthy, happy lives. Many of my clients have been with me for years. Why? Because health and fitness is flowing, fluid, and constant. And as long as we breathe, we are living. We are living quality life. We are aging. We want to age strong. Quality of life is top priority for the wise and the motivated. Get motivated. Get into action. Take responsibility for your health today. There's no time to waste. I want to take a moment to read a testimony of one of my clients, and listen carefully as this is a person who is experiencing real change. My body changed so much after 40, especially with the baby who is now almost 6. And if I had a nickel for everyone who told me as I surpassed 220 pounds that I would never get my body back. The boy wouldn't need a college fund, truly. I don't really care about having a body anymore. I mean, I have a man who loves me at 200 pounds. Thank you, honey. But being fit and being able to keep up and get off the floor easily and not have my knees and shoulders and elbows hurt all the time. This. And having the energy to have a good attitude when things come up that would normally piss a person off. This. And knowing I'm making deposits into account I'll surely be withdrawing from when I'm 70, just like my retirement fund, but for health, not wealth. This. Three. But mostly looking at myself and liking what I see looking back for the first time in 6 years. I don't have to pack a bag and go to the gym and work out and then shower and then change and pack up and get back to the car and drive home or work or whatever. My feet hurt from shoes. I didn't want to invest in another pair of pricey sneakers. I don't have to buy equipment or videos or any other dust collectors. I also didn't think I could afford what I wanted, which was Oprah's trainer and a chef. We're being real here. I wouldn't trust anyone trying to sell me something here. And I know I can sound salesy when I'm believing in something. So hopefully, for Kathy's sake, I haven't lost you. But really, it's impossible. It's not a gimmick. It's not cost prohibitive if you're already spending dollars on health clubs and classes. In fact, it's more efficient because it's customized. So there you go. That is a client who continues to experience change and real lifestyle habits that stick. We really do want to work on building this health that's so vital in these times. It's important to listen to your breath instead of the news. Watch what happens to your anxiety and stress when you spend a little time meditating. I recently watched a doctor over on TikTok giving protocols and tips for what you can do if you get the virus. And you know what's the top of his list? Exercise and yoga and breathing. He was actually talking so much about how important breathing is. So even if you can start a daily meditation practice, 10 minutes a day, maybe walk 20 minutes a day, and then get yourself into a yoga class 2 to 3 times a week, learning something new. You guys, COVID is among the most extreme stress, and I see it in my clients when they talk about their kids getting tested and their parents. I've had family members who have lost parents. COVID is among the most extreme stress. It's not only us experiencing the stress as we handle our families and our coworkers and the patients that get it and the healthcare workers, and it just goes on and on. It's just a snowball of stress. We need to manage the stress, the psychological stress that we're all under. If we don't, we have reduced immunity, and it leaves us lacking what we need to fight the infection. So I'll leave you with this. Get moving, even if you're not motivated. And if you are motivated, move smart this year. Change something so you aren't part of the January dropout rate. Please leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify right now. Head on over there, as it really helps this podcast get out to more people. If there's a topic you'd like for me to cover this year, please pop me an email at classitupfitness@gmail.com. I'd love to get your topics covered, as my passion is to get the information out and change some lives. Thanks for listening.